Good morning. This is the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Five stories. Fast. Let's get you to work.
Big one first. Tire consolidation. Priya, take it.
Big Brand Tire is buying Bell Tire. 185 stores. Family run since 1922 in Michigan.
And the combined company jumps past 530 locations, over $1.5 billion in revenue.
So what? Independent regional chains, even well-run ones, are choosing scale over solo. Watch for more Midwest tire consolidation.
Next, private equity and aging America. Ridgemont just bought Caring Transitions.
Senior Move Management, plus their own estate sale marketplace, CT Bids. Two revenue streams in one franchise.
So what? Expect faster investment in lead gen and tech for franchisees, then pressure to standardize. Classic post-PE playbook.
Third story. Facilities management. Sizemore acquired Carlson Building Maintenance up in Minneapolis.
65 years old, 250 plus retail and grocery clients, keeping their own leadership in place.
So what? That's the second janitorial roll-up in 2 weeks. Retail clients care who's holding the mop contract.
Story 4. Childcare M&A. Fractal Education bought Little Learning Academy in Houston.
And they bought the real estate too. OpCo PropCo. One deal.
So what? Sellers, buyers, now want your building, not just your enrollment list. That changes what your business is worth.
Last one, and it's a fun one. Body Bar Pilates is closing in on 100 studios.
86 now, a three-studio San Antonio deal, first-time owners, plus New Hampshire and North Carolina debuts next month.
So what? Reformer Pilates keeps proving first-timers with zero fitness background can still land multi-unit deals.
That's your brief. Standout story today. PE writing checks for aging America and janitorial crews alike.
Watch tomorrow for whether that tire deal closes on schedule in Q3. Read the full stories at RevScale Media and grab the newsletter for the daily recap.
We'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great one.
Drive safe, everybody.